posted them for non-trespassing over a year ago. But these folks not only say, come hike the trails and enjoy the walk, they provide a map of all the trails and everything. So the people that look at their advertisement have no clue that they're violating all this stuff. And there's nothing done by anyone to try to enforce that. I'm concerned about if there's somebody hurt in a fire, they're going to come after everybody. Johnny's closed the trails because he was concerned of potential liability if somebody fell in a mine shaft or something like that, and he didn't want to have that nuisance or risk. So at the end of the day, I simply want to say if past actions are any indication of their future behavior, we're in for high maintenance neighbors. And it's just all of our HOA members are volunteers. It's just something we don't really need in our quiet community. So thank you for listening. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My name is Johnny Groves, and my wife and I live at 344 Black Rock Drive. It's at the very end of Stony Point there, about three homes from this property that we're talking about tonight. And we purchased this property in November of 2019. And this was, this was our dream house and our retirement home. And at the time, we had no idea, really, that nightly rentals even occurred in this type of a community. It appeared to us when we were looking out there that day that it was just a pristine residential neighborhood. But right away, after we moved in, I started to notice that there were different folks at different times that I did not know and hadn't seen before that were all over the neighborhood in and out of homes. And it finally occurred to me after some time that these were overnight rental folks. And they had come to Branson to have a good time for a day or two. And I can't blame them for that because really that's what Branson's all about. But here's the deal from my standpoint. Most of us in this community are retired. We're just trying to live out our lives in comfort and peace. And we like neighborhood functions. We enjoy a neighborhood atmosphere. And I tell you, having a different set of neighbors every other night is just not a good thing in an area like this. I've counted as many as six full-size pickups in front of one house, some of them sticking out into the road, some of them in the road. And there's been times, too, when trash cans in front of these particular residences have been left for two or three days. Many times, to me anyway, it's like kind of like a resort atmosphere, people coming and going. And it's sure not conducive to a neighborhood like this. Folks coming to Branson for just a short time like that, they do not have the concern for the welfare of the community or the property like the ones of us who live there all the time. My wife and I have invested heavily into this property. And we sure hope and pray that it can be kept as close to a residential neighborhood as possible. So that's all I've got. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Andrew Lindsay. And I live at 133 North Tuscany Drive in that area. I won't repeat what the other gentlemen have said, but those concerns are all valid, and I hold, and my wife hold the same. We moved here not even a year ago to the area, and it was interesting because the home that I purchased was a nightly rental. But I was also provided by the HOA, the CC&Rs, or the covenants and restrictions. And it quite, and I was concerned. I read them through quite well. It's kind of my nature. And in section 9.16, it says restrictions for residential sites. No profession or home industry shall be conducted in or in any part of the site or in any improvement thereon in the residential areas without specific written approval, and so on and so on. That was a great concern to me because I was not yet retired, which I am now, but I worked from home. Was this going to be an issue? And I worked with a real estate agent, and I'm not sure who she contacted, but we resolved the issue that that would not be a problem for me to work from home, especially in the COVID times. But that same paragraph goes on to say that except as provided herein, any living unit located on the site designated for residential use within the property shall be occupied by the owner of the living unit. Now, that was crystal clear. I didn't have any issue with it because I want to be the owner and I will be living there. I knew it was a nightly rental, and I can't speak to the history of nightly rentals and why they were allowed or not allowed previously. But to me, it was crystal clear that I was moving into a neighborhood where owners lived there. I asked even if it was a senior living community, and I was told no, not officially, but it tends to go that way. So, you know, we moved there, we retired. This morning, it's just a matter of fact that people that come here for nightly rentals do not behave the same necessarily as they would at home. They're here to have fun. They don't behave the same. This morning, 5 a.m., my wife and I were awakened by the unit that is a nightly rental below us, with some arguing, it sounded like. Anyway, loud voices, revving engines, honking of horns at 5 a.m. This is not something that I really want to see continued in the neighborhood, and it happens. And there's story after story of nightly rental people scaling the fence to the pools, leaving the trash out, nightly rental behind us again, a different one, left their trash out last night. It's not supposed to go out until tomorrow. So for all these reasons, I'm opposed. Also, a concern that I have for the quality of life of the residents near the proposed location, as I look at a map of the area, I see that we've got one resident here that is going to be, if this is approved, having a nightly rental on the right, a nightly rental on the left, and then a nightly rental directly across the street. There will be two other residents with nightly rentals, if this is approved, next door and across the street. So, on their, you know, I'm not speaking for them, but if that were me, I would not want this motion approved or this amendment approved. So, thank you for your time, gentlemen, and I'll leave it at that, unless there's any questions.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hello, my name is Susan Smith, and I live in the Fieldstone subdivision. Just going to quote you a statement here, a quote from the statement of intent. Will not incur the use and enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity. 198 Stony Point is located, like he said, between two permanent residents. The permanent residents' safety, comfort, and general welfare are compromised. There would be no buffer that could drown out the impact that this would have on the permanent residents' enjoyment of their home. Renters do not adhere to the quiet hours that we've established by the Fieldstone HOA. The issue of traffic congestion. The house is close to a very narrow cul-de-sac. The number of cars coming and going create a hazard for the permanent residents backing out of their drives. And your code says provide ingress and egress as to minimize traffic. There's only one way in and the same way out. So this is a violation of your codes. A statement of intent. You say nightly rentals tend not to be compatible. Well, the average age of our residents are between 68 and 70, and they're mostly retired. Our household capacity is 2. They do materially alter our neighborhood. They are not vested in our community, and they lack in the upkeep of their properties. They alter our way of life by not feeling safe in our own communities. More attention should be paid toward the residents in which these nightly rentals will impact their way of life. Safety and general welfare are our main concerns. Due to a recent incident that occurred from 6 of the non-permitted renters staying at this location, women are now fearful of walking alone or going to the pool by themselves. We should not live in fear in our own community. One of the first directives that was given to us by our new declarant, Johnny Morse, of June 2019, enforce the CCNRs. And I presented you an article taken out of our CCNRs the last time, Article 9.16, and I do have a copy of it, restrictions for residential use, owner-occupied. I will read it. Any living unit located on a site designated for residential use within the property shall be occupied by the owner of the living unit. And yes, we were recently rezoned to R1 and R2. Yes, that same statement says leases are permitted by the approval of the Fieldstone HOA, but there is a minimum of a 4-month lease. The lack of respect and adhering to our HOA rules and regulations has resulted in numerous complaints and violations within our community. The owners of 198 Stony Point have unpaid violation fines that they have yet to be paid, dating back to early June of this year. The amount to date is $2,650, unpaid. Nightly renters are outside of the realm of the homeowner's responsibility, therefore resulting in unsettling feelings amongst the permanent residents. Every point that I've mentioned is cause for denial based on Section 023-010. They do incur the use and enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity. Safety, comfort, and general welfare are compromised. No buffer will drown out the noise. Traffic congestion. They are not compatible with residential use. We are now classified as an R1 and an R2. They do materially alter our neighborhood. Our CCNRs are a legal document attached to our deed. It is the new owner's responsibility to adhere to those Fieldstone covenants. Again, Article 9.16 states, any living unit shall be occupied by the owner. And I don't think a nightly renter is the owner of a living unit. We ask that you listen to the permanent residents that are 100% opposed to nightly rentals in our community. And I would like to stress that the 2 permanent residents on each side of this rental, they could not be here tonight. Reasons I cannot disclose. But they wanted me to make sure that you were aware of that. Do you have any questions?
No.
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Everyone that signed up to speak has spoken? The applicant want to come back up or a representative? You have any responses or comments or
no?
So do you or the owners